I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, Super Bowl Haiku 26. Submissions have been flooding our inbox, so be sure to get yours in by Monday. But meanwhile, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, it looks like there's not going to be a clear-cut favorite this time around. Betting odds give the Kansas City Chiefs a very slight edge over the San Francisco 49ers. Does this mean we're likely to see a good game?
I think it probably does. I think the Chiefs should be slightly favored. I think one of the things that's pushing the betting line is the fact that nobody's really quite sure what to make of the 49ers yet. Mm-hmm. It's been an amazing turnaround. So I think people are predicting a little bit more defense than you might expect, given the fact that Patrick Mahomes is in the game.
Right. Well, we knew that Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was a multi-sport athlete through high school and into college. But this week, his high school football coach made the case, with some help from Yahoo Sports' Dan Wetzel, that Mahomes is as good as he is because of all the different sports and all the different positions he played. And it's a pretty solid argument, don't you think?
I've always felt that way. You know, there are certain people in the world who, if you show them a musical instrument, they can play it in half an hour. There are certain people in the world who, if you hand them a ball, they will learn how to play whatever game you want them to play instinctively. And I think that he's certainly one of the people who's managed to integrate the skills of a number of sports into the ability to play quarterback. He's the first quarterback I ever saw through no-look passes.
Right. Well, so his high school coach says he perfected his sidearm throws on the pitcher's mound. His no-look passes and his hip shakes were learned on the basketball court. His ability to read defenses comes from the season he spent playing safety because his high school had a more experienced quarterback. I wonder how much better he could have been if he had played ice hockey.
Well, we all know he would have become even a more superior human being, because that's exactly what happens when anybody plays ice hockey.
Charlie, I'm happy to report that despite what you might have read on Twitter, players will not be transported by boat across the fountains of Bellagio after Commissioner Goodell calls their names in April's NFL draft. No, they will only be transported by boat across the fountains of Bellagio to the red carpet. So I guess that's less ridiculous.
You know, just when you think the NFL draft couldn't become huger and more corny,
yeah,
they've managed to do it.
Dematha Catholic High School coach Morgan Wooten died this week at the age of 88. Wooten was the first person who coached exclusively at the high school level to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. He coached at least a dozen players who made it to the NBA. That's quite a legacy, don't you think?
Oh, it absolutely is. And of course, he's pretty much the last of that generation of high school coaches. Now the prominent high school coaches all work at like fancy prep schools and Christian academies. But Morgan Wooten stayed at Dematha for as long as he did, and he was I can tell you, having been in Washington all week, this is an enormous story down here. He's a legendary figure.
15-year-old Coco Gauff beat defending champion Naomi Osaka at the Australian Open this week to become the youngest player to beat a top-five opponent in a women's tour-level match since Jennifer Capriati did it in 1991. Osaka responded by saying, quote, "You don't want to lose to a 15-year-old, you know?" Well, yeah.
It's a good thing that Naomi Osaka didn't get involved in, like, swimming or gymnastics. I don't think she would have been able to handle it. No, the Australian Open has really turned things on its head. Serena Williams got beat, too.
Yeah.
The Australian Open is one of those time zone events that I just can't get next to. I mean, all the really great stuff happens about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, another great thing happened at the Australian Open. Anyone who didn't already think Rafael Nadal was dreamy got another reason to reconsider this week. After his return of serve hit a ball girl in the head, Nadal rushed to her side to make sure she was okay, gave her a kiss on the cheek, and then spent his post-game chat talking about how brave she was. And I, for one, am going to be cheering for Nadal from now on.
Yeah, Rafa really made a lot of fans with that. And make no mistake, the girl took a pop.
Yeah.
Rafa didn't hit her with a drop shot. Rafa hit her with a full-out return.
Yeah, it was scary. And finally, Charlie, the Florence Freedom of Baseball's Independent Frontier League will be changing its name. The team would like us to know that this is not one of those frivolous name changes. No, this name change is steeped in history. And the new name is?
The Florence Yalls. It's the Yalls, y'all. And why not? I mean, you can just hear the fans. Hey, what are you doing tonight? I don't know. Y'all want to go to the Yalls game, y'all?
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.